Praise the Lord. So, that was shocked yesterday, right? It was yesterday? Last week. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive
revelation knowledge. I just found a new world.
Today,
our eyes will see Jesus as he sees us himself. He is glorified,
glorified. We receive in the course of this service and in the laying of hands, healing to our bodies, healing to our problems. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Before we see, I told us, I said it in as an announcement on the group, and I said we are observing strict COVID-19 rules, and so people came here without their face masks. It will not happen next week. We will not even have entrance into this place without your face masks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are discussing faith and healing.
Yeah. How about that? We are discussing faith and healing, and you are going to do for us.
Hallelujah. Okay, Matthew 28. We're going to be fast. We are going straight to the point. Matthew 28, from verse 18 to 20, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. It says, go therefore and make disciples of every nation. It says, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Hallelujah. So when he says, go make disciples, we say that word is the word matthio in the Greek. Make disciples. It implies to raise students. Right? To raise students. Raise students. How you put one in a citadel of learning to learn or acquire a particular skill. Hallelujah. Verse 19 says, that's it, verse 19 says, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So that is the entry point, right? We explained that during the teaching last week. We're carrying it over to our teaching on understanding the gospel. We also looked at it. Take that pain away from her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, verse 19, we say, will be the entry point, he said, baptizing them. And he said, and we saw that he doesn't refer to water baptism, right? He was not talking about water baptism, he was talking about believing when the gospel is preached. Glory to God. Verse 20 now tells us what we should do in discipleship itself, right? What we should do? And Jesus said, teaching them. That's Jesus' word. He said, teaching them. Number one, that means the teaching meeting becomes the primary meeting of the local church. When believers gather, the primary activity is preaching or is teaching. Teaching is the primary meeting when believers gather. Hallelujah. It's teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded. You say, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth. Now, using the word, I am with you. Right? Now, we say that word, I am. We started looking at that last week. That word, I am, is the word in the Greek, ego eman. You say that word, I am, is a verb that is a proper name. So, it's a proper name. I am. It's God's name. So, Jesus uses it. I say, I am with you, ego eman. Hallelujah. Now, we say, well, every time Jesus uses that name, before we look at that, we said, every Jew knows that name I am is a name reserved for God alone. That is God's name, I am. Hallelujah. In Exodus chapter 3, Moses asked God, he said, well, who would I tell them to send me? See, God said, I am that I am. Ea, Issa, I am. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, tell them, I am that I am. That is his name. I am that I am. Eyaka asa eya. I am that I am. That word, I am that I am, means I am. We said, if it
look at the Hebrew word, it means I am, I eat, and I will be. Hallelujah. I am, I eat, and I will be. It talks about the incarnation. I will be a man. I will become a man. See it? Hallelujah. That is the word. I am. Glory to God. And every time Jesus uses the word I am, he is saying he is the God of the Old Testament. Hallelujah. I am the God of Genesis to Malachi. Every time he uses the word I am, he says it deliberately.
When you get to John chapter 8, we looked at that last week. Let's just take a look at it again. John 8. In John 8, verses 52, look at what Jesus said. Are you there? Look at verse 53. After what I say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death. Then the man replied, are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? You see, and the prophets, and the prophets are dead. Who do you make yourself to be? 54. Jesus says, if you honor, I mean, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is the Father who honors me, of whom you say he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. If I say to you, I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham, look at what he said to them concerning Abraham. So your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and he was glad. Did you see that? He said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He said, he saw it and was glad. 57. Then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old. And have you seen Abraham? You are not yet 50 years old. How can I say you've seen Abraham? Did you see? Now, their issue is not whether Abraham was before Jesus or not. You get it? They've answered that issue. You get it? How can you say Abraham rejoiced to see your name? Do you get it? How old are you? Are you up to 50? Listen. Then Jesus now replies. He now says, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they carried stones. Remember yesterday, Brutus? Their war, right? Can you remember their war? Those of you who were around yesterday, was that their war? That was their war. Remember what happened to Paul? We're getting there today also. Hallelujah. They carried stones and wanted to stone him. You see that? They picked up stones to stone him. Why? Because he says, before Abraham was, I am. Now, why he says, before Abraham was, I am, he's not trying to say, I was in existence or I was living, I've been alive since before Abraham knew. He says, before Abraham was, I am. That is, I am the God of Abraham. See that? I am. That is the word in the Hebrew, I am Abraham's Yahweh. I am Abraham's Jehovah. That doesn't mean I am in the word with for Jehovah. He said, I am Jehovah. Are you following me? Glory to God. You guys can try this. How come it's going on? This shouldn't go up again. Hallelujah. Then before Abraham was, I am. Meaning, I am Abraham's God. I am the Jehovah of Abraham. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Look at that same chapter 8, verse 26. Behold, this is Jesus and the Samaritan woman. Verse 26. Sorry, why am I going to John 8? John 4, 26. John 4, 26. It's gone up again. Hallelujah. John 4, 26. Are you following me? On top of verse 25, the woman said to him, I know the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Do you see? Reuben said, I know the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you, I am he. Did you see that? And I showed us that the way the Greek have it is, the Greek puts it this way, say, I am is the one speaking. Did you see that? I am speaking to thee. That is how the Greek put it. Hallelujah. That is, it is the I am that is speaking. Are you following me? Hallelujah. That is, the Messiah is speaking. Glory to God. It's a proper name. Amen. It's a proper name. Glory to God. So therefore, when Jesus says, I am, it means he is the God of the 39 books. That's what he's saying. That I am the God of the 39 books. That is, the I am in excellence has happened. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And the apostles and the writers of the epistles will hold the same truth. In John 1, verse 1, John will say, in the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was God. Same was in the beginning with God, all things were made through him, all things were made through him that made me his life, and his life is the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and darkness compared to God. So there was a man sent from God whose name was John. So the same was sent to bear witness of the light that all truly be believed. He said he's not the light, but was sent to bear witness. I mean, that all truly be believed, that he was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That is the true light. We lighted every man that comes to the end. He then gets to verse 14 and says, and the Word became flesh. Is that? So it's great to see that the Word in the beginning, that is God, is now Christ. Are you following me? So he is the I am, the God. Hallelujah. And God has happened. God has become a man. I am that I am. I am, I is, and I will be. Hallelujah. It speaks of the incarnation. I am, I was, I is, and I will be. I believe. Hallelujah. That word carries the God's word. This is who God is. Hallelujah. The total personality of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we say it is a phrase. I mean, it's a verb, but a proper name. Hallelujah. In Acts 2:36. Look at Peter. Acts 2:36. This. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. When it says both Lord and Christ, it's the word both the Kurios, hallelujah, which is the word used for Yahweh. He is the Yahweh. I believe it. He is Jehovah. Yeah, what is it? Both the Kurios and the word Mashiach. Or you use the word both the Kurios and the Christos. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord and Christ. For I believe he's the Kurios. The word used in the word translated from the Hebrew word Yahweh. Hallelujah. It is the Yahweh. Hallelujah. Are you following that? The Yahweh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Philippians 2:11, we see Paul. Paul calls him the same thing, say Christ is the Lord. He is the Lord. Philippians 2:9. It says, therefore, God has highly exalted. Philippians 2:11. He says, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Kurios. Hallelujah. Are you following me? He's Lord. He's Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. In Matthew 16, that's what Jesus says. Matthew 16, quickly. Matthew 16. Verse 13. He says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Look at what Jesus did. He actually went to Caesarea Philippi. That is where Caesar is called Lord. Did you get it? So in their world, they had Caesar, who is called Cruz, who is called Lord. I follow you. So Jesus went to that region, and he's teaching them or showing them a comparison. So he came to just like going to Asoro. He got their inner heart. Who do men say that I am? Did that? That is theology. So when Peter says you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God, when he says you are the Christ, it means you are the anointed and you are the Christos, right? And the Christos will be the I am. Glory to God, will be the Lord, will be Jehovah. Are you following? They say you are the Christos. He's saying that and he says, flesh and blood have not revealed that to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Now, why did he ask that question in Caesarea Philippi, where Caesar is called Lord? That they would know that Caesar is not the Lord, but who? Glory to God. Are you following me? Are you following me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Chairman would say, location is theology. You have in scriptures, location is used for theology. Hallelujah. Location is used for theology. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He did that deliberately to show them that Caesar is not Lord but me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The apostles in the book of Acts will say, Jesus is the Lord of glory. Undeniable truth about him. So, if a man says he believes in Jesus and does not believe in him as the Lord, as the Kurios, as God, that person that is believing in me, but that person has not believed, that person is no yet more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The major fact of our belief is that Jesus is God. You don't say it with half mouth. Say it fully. Jesus is God. Hallelujah. God is our belief. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we went down to Exodus chapter 15. Right? Exodus 15. Let's push it through for me. Exodus 15. Is it? Woo! Go. And Exodus 15, 26. I will take the few parts. Verse 26. It says, I will put some of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals you. Did you see that? That word, I am heals you. Did you see that? I am healed. You know the proper name. Right? I am healed. That is one of his purpose. We get to see that. Hallelujah. God wants to be seen as the healer. He wants to be seen as the healer. You know, most times we would think the teaching on healing frivolously and you don't know, but sometimes most people don't want to. They only get to get involved in healing when they are sick. No. You know what they do? When it comes to the subject of healing, I heard this from Pastor Sheldon. I said, see, healing, when it comes to the subject of healing, it's one that you need for yourself, right? And for the people around you. Hallelujah. Are you following me? For yourself and those around you. Those around you. So, in one way or the other, you need healing. And you need to be taught on the subject of healing all the time. And we'll get to see that shortly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't need it for yourself, you need it for someone close to you or around you. Hallelujah. So God wants to be seen as the healer. He said, I am healed. Hallelujah. In Psalms 103, verses 2. Let's go on. Psalms 103, Psalms 103, verse 2. Let's look at what the psalmist said. Are you there? He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You see that? When he says forget not his benefits, that word benefits is the word in the Hebrew, gemul, G-E-M-U-L, gemul. It implies one's acts. It implies one's acts or service, one's act or service. Hallelujah. What one serves, what someone serves. I want to. Hallelujah. It gives us what the person does and serves. Hallelujah. And what the person serves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What someone serves. And verse 3 now tells us what he serves. He says, who healeth? No. Verse 3, he said, who forgives what? All your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. You see that? So God wants to be seen as a healer. He heals all the diseases. Glory to God. So scripture tells us what God does. He heals. He doesn't heal some certain kind of diseases and some you need to go to the theater. No, God heals all kinds of things. Hallelujah. He wants to be seen as a healer. Not sometimes, but all the time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one who heals all kinds of diseases. Say, God is the healer. God is the healer. Hallelujah. He wants to be seen in his office as a healer. I am healing you. He is the Rapha. Are you familiar with that? He is the Rapha. So that is when you hear, I am healed you. That is when you have the word Jehovah Rapha. I am healed you. Hallelujah. I am healed you. Glory to God. So the question will now be, how willing and available is God to heal? How willing and available is God to heal? How willing? Is God to heal? How will it and ability is God to heal? Let's look at Mark 4, Matthew 4. Glory to God. Matthew 4. How will it and ability is God to heal? Are you there? If you're there, I'm going to take it up from verse 23 to 24. Look at this. Verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses. Did you see that? When it says all kinds of sicknesses, this passage does not mean all diseases, it means all. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! All kinds of sicknesses is not in context. All kinds! Hallelujah! He doesn't say, no, look at this word. He's like, Pastor said, when you use the simple parts, it was you shouldn't use in context. This one is all. Everything with the exception of nothing. Hallelujah! Glory to God! It's not all diseases. No, it's all. Glory to God! He healed all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases among the people. It means there was no one. There were numerous kinds of sicknesses, but he healed them all. Hallelujah. All kinds of sicknesses, all kinds of diseases. He healed them all. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, he tells you God is not a
specialist in the kind of sickness he heals. No, he's a specialist in all sickness. Hallelujah. He heals all. Glory to God. But the only one is too heavy. He needs surgeons that have to look at the ligaments and the tendons and put
oh!
Hallelujah. God is the healer. Say God is the healer.
Oh,
hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So, all kinds of sicknesses. All. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. He heals all. He heals all. Look at chapter 8, verse 16. Chapter 8, verse 16. Are you there? When the evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon possessed. Can you see this? And they cast out the spirit with a word and healed all who were sick. Did you see that? He did what? He healed all who were sick. All. He healed all who were sick. So the emphasis is on all. Hallelujah. The emphasis is on all. God doesn't need some kind of sickness. It is all. See, let that sink into him. Hallelujah. That God heals all kinds of sicknesses. Hallelujah. All. All. Hallelujah. The emphasis is on what? All. All. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. So, what is for all shows what? When there's something for all, what does it show? It shows what? It's what? When something is for everybody, what does it show? It shows it's for free. Hallelujah! It shows it's for free. Did you not say he healed them so they can drop? No! God healed all. Hallelujah! It's not free. It means that just anyone can receive. He said heal all. He didn't say heal only Christians. He only healed. He healed all! And it's not free. Glory to God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You know, there are some people who tell you have to sow seed to get in. Hallelujah. Someone was sharing a story about someone who didn't heal. He says, go on. Say, take money. He said, take money. He said, go and look for someone who has the same kind of sickness and give your money to the person. How about that for nonsense? Hallelujah. He said, take your money. He said, you know you want, you learn how to buy healing. Come on! God heals for free. Hallelujah. You say, go and look for someone who having this kind of sickness. Go and look for someone who having this sickness and give the person money. Then, they call it substitution. That's nonsense. And so that you can heal. Then what might happen to the person you gave money to? That the person will die in the sickness. No. No. Hallelujah. God gives all, and it's all free. God doesn't demand your money to get healed. Some people say you have to run a key car for God to heal you. God doesn't do that. I don't know what you mean. God doesn't do that. God doesn't do that. He heals for free. Are you following me? Well, how did Jesus heal them? He healed all. He didn't call them money from them. He healed all. Are you following me? He healed all. So it's for free. Say healing is free.
It's free.
It's free. Hallelujah. You see, we are making you echo it. Echo it again. It's free.
It's free.
Hallelujah. You've got to tell yourself this often and always. It's free.
It's free.
It's free. It's free. It's free. It's free. Hallelujah. Are you following me? It's free. Are you going to tell anyone that you know this? So, in this kind of case, you have to go to general hospital and drop and look for somewhere that is there. No! See, it's called buying back your healing. No! Hallelujah! He heals for free. He's Rapha.
Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. In Luke 6:19. Try my best to be a bit fast. Luke 6:19. Hallelujah. Luke 6:19. Are you in Luke 6:19? Are we? He says, I'll come on verse 17. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people. Mark the word multitude. Great multitude of people came from all Judea and Jerusalem and from all the coast of Tyre and Sidon and came to hear him, and he healed and be healed of their diseases. Listen, verse 18, as well as those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were healed. Did you see that? And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out of him and healed them, and healed them, and healed them. Emphasis on, and also the whole multitude. Look at it, multitude. Multitude, when you hear that word multitude, multitude means everybody. People from different walks of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many have seen multitude before? How many have seen multitude before? Okay.
Where can I use multitude now? From? Which example would I use? No, now the answer is not multitude.
Okay, yeah. You saw what happened in Ensas. Lucky Tall Gates. Those of you who were watching, you saw that crowd. Eh? That crowd can be an example of multitude. Different people from different walks of life. Hallelujah. When Oshodi used to be Oshodi.
Oh, now Oshodi is Tush. When Oshodi used to be Oshodi, you know that you get to see about different set of people. In fact, when you guys used to walk and walk square, people walk there with their money in their bags. When they hit that crowd, the money is gone. The bag is gone. That is Osho people. Hallelujah. You see people who are smoking weed, some are smoking everything. That is what you mean. Thank God for multitude. Different people from every walk of life. Hallelujah. From different religion. Bible says they came and touched. And what happened? And they were all healed. All healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we can say healing is for everyone. Hallelujah. It's for about everyone. Whether believers or unbelievers. You know, there are not people that just say healing is not for Christians. No, it's not everyone. Hallelujah. That is God. It's for about everyone. Hallelujah. That's God. Look at the children of Israel in Numbers. Numbers 21. You know, we call Numbers the book of what? Provocation, right? The book of unbelief. What I mean the book of unbelief, not like the book is unbelief, but the activity there, you find unbelief in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Numbers is 40 years. The book of Numbers is a slight span of 40 years of unbelief. 40 years of unbelief. 40 years of grumbling in Numbers 21. Look at what happened. Numbers 21. Are you there? Verse 7. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he may take away the serpent from us. So Moses prayed for the people. Now, let me just give you a background of what just happened here. Well, they fell to their sin. And they said, well, so people think that the reason why they fall sick. We're going to address this as we go by in this series. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will address it a bit. Hallelujah. Some people think it's because of their sin, because they see something like that by God. And they feel God is the one afflicting them with sickness. Right? But I guess we dealt with that a bit of that last week when we said God does not put sickness on people. Right? He is the Rapha. The work of the Rapha is to heal, not to bring sickness. Are you following me? That is the work of the rapper. Are you following me? That is the work of the rapper.
So now they felt God made a serpent to bite them.
Well, it wasn't God.
Hallelujah. Now, what that means was, you know, you can.
Okay.
Permit me for this class. You can look at what happened to them and bring it to our world today. What do you think we can call it today?
An epidemic.
What?
So like an epidemic in the city.
Hallelujah!
An epidemic in the city. Outbreak of cholera, outbreak, something like that. And those are the epidemic. Hallelujah!
You were dying.
You were the blood of a serpent. Serpent blood. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Or we can also call it, let's also put it another way, last fever. Never that as epidemic. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Now, look at what Moses now did in verses 9. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on the pole so it was. If a serpent had beaten anyone, when you look on the bronze serpent, he lives. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God immediately intervened. Hallelujah. And he made a bronze serpent. As many as look, hallelujah, on that bronze serpent will be healed. That is what God does. You know, not that they were disobedient people, yet God was willing to heal them. God was willing to heal them. Are you following me? Are you following me? We'll get some real details from, let's say, the next 2-3 weeks. Get into some real part, some real things. Hallelujah. Some very practical things. Right? Some very practical things. Like they have to look on a bronze serpent. Right? No, God has to allow that. Hallelujah. No, we'll get to look at some certain things. Hallelujah. Very particular about that. We'll get to look at some certain things. Let's go back to that Matthew 8 again. So, even while they were in disobedience, God was willing to heal them. You see, it shows God's willingness to heal them. God was willing to heal them. As we say, I don't think God can heal me in this world. No. Have you not heard people say that? I don't think God can heal me in this condition. No. God is about me, ready to heal everyone. Hallelujah. 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 God is ready to heal. Ready, very ready. Hallelujah. But you know, we have some people who believe so much in doctors. Their faith is in doctors. Hallelujah. There are people whose faith are in doctors. Anything doctor says won't go. Then my doctor said, I got to hear people say that. They cannot quote the scripture, they can quote the doctors. My doctor said, this kind of thing used to happen to people. They're healing themselves more. This kind of thing used to happen sometimes. They have so much faith in their doctors that they know nothing about healing. They switch their faith from God to doctors. There are people like that. I'm not saying doctors are wrong. I'm not saying doctors are demons. No. No. Because God also walked through doctors. We get to see that. Do you get? I'm not saying doctors are wrong or they are demons. No. God gets to walk through doctors. So, but you know, because God and science are not one and opposite. No. God walks through science. Hallelujah. But, you know, your faith should be, you should first of all see God as the healer. Not the doctor. Are you following? Not the doctor. See God as the healer. See who as the healer? God as the healer. See God, of course, as the healer. You know, earlier, when I was still much younger, we don't have any ministry there. Very, very much younger. I used to believe so much in there is one doctor. Dr. Yabuchi. I believe in that man so much. Then I was saying, I had some issues like that. And I began to have a bruise at my back.
Yes, my mom, I was just entering this one for private flight into this one. So, my mom, they had to, you know, my mom was always playing Christian music, praying, God. You know, I just, they took this, when I began to go to hospital, I was seeing some other kind of doctors and things and God, and that pushed me to one specialist. Then he was a group captain, and he was a doctor. Or he's a doctor. Doctor, I just loved the way he was handling it. You know, my face switched from every other thing to me. I just practiced that. So one day, they now put me to another specialty doctor, look up to Shahid. Then he was asking questions from where which is where. He came back and was like, what are you doing with this guy? How am I doing this guy? I was using it to do experiments. I was just like, I'm happy that the way which I did it. You know? I switched. My face was not on doctors. I just switched to doctors. But you know, that's not what God wants. That's not what God wants. God wants you to see Him first as the healer when it comes to sicknesses. See God as the healer. Are you following me? God is the healer. Are you following me? You want to see Him first as the what? As the healer. As the healer. As the healer. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Because if you look at Jesus' ministry, Jesus' ministry in total, healing, when it comes to miracles, healing was a major in his ministry. It was a major. But we count the amount of miracles that Jesus had, you discover that 90% of the miracles was concerning healing. 90% was concerning healing. If you look at Jesus' miracles, 90% was concerning healing. So healing was a major in Jesus' ministry. Healing was a major. In fact, we will do some analysis by next week. Hallelujah. I didn't come out with it. Some analysis, we'll look at that by next week. Because God has given us, you know, and also, I know I've told us that healing, miracles, Jesus' miracles, signs and wonders, or Jesus' miracles, which are signs, are pointers to what He actually came to achieve, right? Yeah. And, you know, healing, I've said this in one of our teachings, healing, is the closest to what Jesus came to. So that is why you find Him heal more. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Healing is the closest. You know, healing means to restore back to order. To restore back to how it was supposed to be. That is meaning of healing. To restore back to how it was supposed to be. So how you are supposed to be is to be healed. So if you are sick, healing means I'm back in health. You get it? So healing points to Jesus' work. Hallelujah. So how is man supposed to be? Man is supposed to be Genesis 1:1. That is how man is supposed to be. Heaven and earth. Right? Man in Christ. Hallelujah. But we see that what when we look at Genesis 1, we discover that there is what? In verse 2, darkness was upon the surface of the deep. Hallelujah. That was in darkness. For God's plan is for man to be where? In Christ. Are you following that? That is God's plan, heaven and earth. Glory to God. So healing is the closest. Healing is the closest. Healing is what God does. It's what God says. Glory to God. It's what God says. Amen. So in Jesus' ministry, you find the major miracle will be that on healing. Hallelujah. Healing. Major. Also, we also find that also in the book of Acts. Acts 2. In Acts 3, the guy at the gate called Beautiful. Right? Right? The healing. In Acts 5, verse 15. In Acts 4, Peter was in the council, reproving him and telling them not to speak about Jesus. In Acts 5, verses 15, you'll find Peter
Peter's shadow healing the sick. Act 5. Peter's shadow healing the sick. In Act 6, when we get to Act 6, it looks as if, okay, no, in Act 6, we saw Stephen in verse 8, but we just told that, we were just told that he had miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. But there were no specifics there. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Act 7 was all about Stephen. Then Act 8, when we get to Act 8, we hear of Philip in Samaria. And verse 7, unclean spirits. Right? Crying with loud voices came out of many people who were possessed. And many who were paralyzed and lay where was? Where he healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just about in every chapter, almost every chapter in the book of Acts, you find healing. Acts 9. You find Peter in Ananias, verse 32. A certain man named Ananias, who had been bedridden 8 years and was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, Ananias, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. Then he arose immediately. Healed. Hallelujah. He arose immediately and was healed. In verse 36, we find another person, Dorcas. Dorcas, who is also Tabitha, actually, who is translated Dorcas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And she was healed. In fact, she was with the dead. Hallelujah. Just about almost every chapter, you find healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Acts 10, we'll find Peter in the house of Cornelius. Then, in verse 32, not really a healing, but he spoke concerning Jesus. He said, how the Lord anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost. He said, and with power he went about doing good, healing all who are oppressed of the devil. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So, what God serves is healing. God serves healing. God serves healing. We're going to look at some things. I tell you, we're having to look at them today. Hallelujah. As it does healing. But quickly, let's look at some individual cases. Because why are we going to look at individual cases? Because the individual cases tell us what happens in the crowd. Hallelujah. When you have the multitude, heal them all. Right? But when you see the individual cases, you know the principle that was at work in the crowd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you see the individual cases, you would know. You will see the principle at work in the general case. Are you following me? Hallelujah. Acts 8. Acts 8, again, verse 3. Acts 8, verse 3. I pray I get to where I want to get. Hallelujah. I pray I get to the point I want to get to in this teaching today. Glory to God. Verse 3. Then Jesus puts, okay, verse 2. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him. When you hear the word worship, it means, to show reverence. Not that he lifted up his arms, and worshipped him. He was in reverence to him. Say, Lord, if you are willing, you make me clean. Say, Lord, if you are willing, make me clean. Lord, if you are willing, make me clean. What was Jesus' response? Did I say Act 8? Oh, Matthew 8, sorry. Matthew 8. Matthew 8, verse 3. Oh, Matthew 8. Glory to God. And behold, the leper came. I'm reading it again. Matthew 8, 3. And behold, the leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you make me clean. Verse 3. Jesus put out his hand and said, and touched him and said, I am willing, be clean. You see that? Hallelujah. When the guy asked him the question, Lord, if you are willing, you will make me clean. See, the man knows that Jesus can make him clean. He's not doubting that. Are you following me? Because he has heard. Glory to God. But you see what if you are willing? If you are willing, that word, if you are willing, means, sir, you have chance now. Now we're answering the question, how available is God to you? How available? Is he always available? Say, if you are ready, Lord, are you ready to hear? You get it? Are you willing? Are you ready? Is this time convenient? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus would not just have looked at him and just said, behave, yeah. You should get it. But Jesus said it out, said, I am willing, and he said it for a purpose. Hallelujah. He said it for a purpose, and he said it out loud, so that the man will hear and others will hear. He said it out loud. He said, I am willing, and I'm always ready. Hallelujah. How ready is God to give? God is always ready. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I am ready, declares. Also, Jesus will say that also, so that the guy's faith can be proportionate to what he's about to do. It's very important. See, this is where miracle is different from magic. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Miracle works with faith. Hallelujah. Healings, faith must be in operation. We're getting there. We're getting there soon. Hallelujah. He said, Jesus' response is, so the man's faith can be directed well. The man's faith can be directed well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I am willing. God is always willing. Say, I am willing. Be cleansed. So Jesus had to respond. Hallelujah. I am willing. Jesus said that so that the man's faith can be directed well. That means we can say, faith begins. I heard this from Pastor Sherry. It says, faith begins when the will of God is known. Faith begins when the will of God is known. No. Faith begins when the will of God is known. I will. You know, that word. Okay, let me say something else. Well, faith begins when the will of God is known. Yes. But when it comes to healing, you know, when the word of God, he said to you, for the believers, it helps you direct your faith well. So, are you following me? You are saved by faith. So you don't need faith. I just don't have to begin for healing. Do you understand? Yeah? It helps you direct your faith well. But for the unbeliever, when the will of God is known, faith begins. I also want to put it again this way. Because I put it again this way and say, a man's faith is directed to, is in proportionate or is proportional to the information he has. A man's faith is proportional to the information he has. That is to say, faith acts on information. Faith acts on what? Information. And that is very important for believers. Faith acts on information. They have some information. Some people, their problem is that they have too many information. That's some people's issue. Their problem is that they have too many information. Too many information. Too many information that are negative to faith. Some people have too many information unbelief. Sometimes experience. Some people can be some people can, maybe they've stayed with one illness for a long time. When you talk to them, they'll begin to give you, you know. But I should share an example about a couple who were looking for they were looking for the fruit of the womb. I don't know if this is that one. I guess it's the first time you see that one, right? Please, can we put that in there? That's what I've seen. Fruit of the womb. Yeah, I'm done with it. Okay. You know what I'm talking about? They were looking sharp for time.
So the woman was told she had some little issues, ailment, and then the man was told he had low sperm count. So one day they came to see Pastor Shebu. The woman herself came to visit, came to Pastor Shebu. A friend brought her to Pastor Shebu. So she started, you know, started talking about the issue. You know, like parents were being a pastor. Sometimes you hear some story, how the men say, suck away at 3-5 back here, and I'm leaving. You know, that's all. And then how we used to do boyfriend and girlfriend, we used to carry our hands, put our hands. We used, when they send to go and buy something, children's back, our non dogs, non tongue, non enter, that's how we started. All those kind of stories. The pastor will say he brought up the kid. And on the tape is why bad things happen to good people. Just one of his tapes. Go and listen to me. Then now, Juman come on, collecting the tape and not listening to what was inside the tape. She just started talking. Then I thought, bad things used to happen to good people. Why? She has not listened to the tape. We're students. And then marriage, you know, what was that thing? It's different from what she was saying. In fact, your direct opposite. Do you get it? And Pastor just said, see, go and listen to me. Listen to me, see, and listen to me as well. Do you get it? So she went listening. For you know, she was in a rush. The way you just get on, I've seen such people that I would direct to go on our website to download messages. They will just download. They will not listen to track one. That is the reason. You are just on track one. You don't go to the end. There is another one. I know where Pastor is going. You are near the end. I know. I know. I know where he is going to. You are the driver, man. Most of you don't have to listen. So people, their issue is track one, track two. Listen to track one, jump to 8, get to 12. At least listen to everything. Hallelujah. Everything. Because information. Like, you don't have vacuums in your spiritual growth. You already have vacuums. You don't have vacuums. Hallelujah. So this sister listened to it the first time and came, wanted to ask the question. Sir, I'll show you the answer. Give me an answer. Do you get it? Say that was a time that he had to go to visit his sister, him and the person that introduced her. They, you know, they went there and he made sure he didn't say a word concerning the issue. You know, are you understanding? And he didn't pray for her. He didn't pray for her at all. Because when he gave her the tape, he already told her, see, what is it like this thing with you? You get it? What is it like this thing with you? That the lady that they went together noticed that you pray for the woman. Now ask, sir, why did you pray for her? I prayed for her. Eh? She, it will cause more problem. You get it? Because she needs to listen to the people. Do you understand? So, she just, the same month went by, then one day, she just got the message from us. And sir, when I was listening to the message, sir, I saw what you said. And Sarah received strength in old age to condense and conceive. Do you get it? Sir, can you explain? There is new that she has received, that she has listened to the message. That was the first time after months she was battling, you know. And the sister was actually a deaconess, you know, experience. She was a deaconess in a certain denomination. So, experience. So, why good thing? So, you know, the first 1, 2, 3 months, yeah, she might even be dragging with that message in her head. But my pastor said, but this pastor said, you know, experience. Because she has seen a lot of experience. Yeah. But most times, when it comes to the word of God, it doesn't matter what you have known before, as your pastor has said, throw them away and listen to the word. Are you following me? So now Pastor said, oh, now I cannot respond. Now then, see, do you know it?
what you can, your body has enough power to absorb the man's sperm, whether it's weak or low, and you will conceive. Do you get? He said that was, Sarah received strength in the old age. Says, the problem is like, so, after Pastor was done, that is not so logical. It's like directing that. Hallelujah. I'm just giving you, I'm narrating something. So, after Pastor was done talking to her, glory to God, she conceived. No, she conceived, but you know what? She never had a miscarriage. I ain't following you. But when she was to report it to Pastor that she had a disease, she was happy. You know, something you'll be looking for that has never, there are no kids. And you now saw me say, that means I can put my faith to work now. Hallelujah. And the next time, she took it. And then she gave birth. Glory to God. And at the time Pastor told this story, the woman is already with 3 children. She may have to come back when she needed to get pregnant the second time. To answer, I need that to be, Because when a miracle has happened once, hallelujah, it will always happen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. It gives you see. When you receive healing before, you will always see, you will always have boldness for the next time. Hallelujah. Are you following me? You always have both of them. When you see that same kind of thing come against the man, he has done it before you treat it. So you are no longer shaking like the way you were the first time. Do you understand? Hallelujah. 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 So we need to round up now. Glory to God. Glory to God. So how willing is God to heal? Always. God is always willing to heal. God is always willing to heal. God is always willing to heal. So, I must stay well with the information. I must stay well, consistent with the right information. Do you understand? Healing is such that, you cannot say, I used to know healing before. No, you have to stay with it. You know that you have to stay with those, not to stay with information about healing all the time. See? You have to stay with information or songs that is surrounding healing all the time. It must be positive about healing when it comes to healing. Are you following me? Pastor shared a story that can heal and share concerning his wife, Loretta Higgins.
Is it Loretta?
No, not Loretta. Loretta is Pastor Higgins now. Oretta. Yeah. Okay, so there was a time that she was diagnosed of heart disease. And it was severe. So what Kenehiki told her was, see, God and then said, see, you have been with me so long. You let me teach about sin. Did you? You let me teach about him very well. You see, if you don't do something about it, you will die and I'll marry someone else. But I'm not just going to hate you. I'll marry someone else. So you know too much. You've known so well about him, so you have to do something about it. You know, you die and marry someone else. And in that period, the wife will just stay back. When Kenehim goes out for meeting, stay back and then listen to messages on healing. She listened to him so well, everywhere. Hallelujah. That even before Kenehiki will rise up, will wake up, she's already up playing messages on healing. Hallelujah. Before Kenehiki, if Kenehiki goes out and is coming back, the whole house is full of Kenehiki's messages on healing. On healing. Alone, healing alone. For months, she kept doing that. For months, she kept doing that. Hallelujah. After a while, she went to the doctors. And they ran another scan for her. And the doctor said, see, what they can see is like a brand new heart. A brand new heart. See, healing is such that you have to stay with it. Stay around the information, right information concerning healing. At all times. At all times. At all times. Do you understand? Some people know too much. They did it, you know. No. Someone was going to say a book and said, see. Let me give an example of a young guy that I got who was a nice of keeping condition. For like 3 years, he was going in and out the hospital. But you know, at a point, he became a regular patient of the hospital. Because he has come to know too many information that it is a, you know, this one they call it is in your family lineage. That there was something that your great-grandfather did, that your grandfather did, that is not affecting you. Do you understand? Some people live in such. So, he kept having that in his mind. Now see, this year, he had a source. Was what my great grandfather did. Some people are the reason why you are sick is because you're not dealt with the foundation of the fathers. You know that message, hallelujah. God bless you. Say, God deal with the foundation of the fathers. You've not dealt with your foundational issue. So that's what he was thinking until the day the doctor told him he had less than 6 months to live. Then he said he was done on him. It was done on him. That car, I will be here and I will die. Hallelujah. Then they pick up the scripture. They only knew one verse. Just one portion of the scripture, and he held on to it. He held on to it. Hallelujah. He held on to that scripture. He held on to it and was healed. And was healed. Glory to God. Can the Hagen will tell us of his story? How he was born with a deformed heart. Was born with a deformed heart. In fact, every information he had was like he was going to die. But he stayed with the world. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He stayed with the world. And he got out. And he got out of it. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So we have to mind the information we get concerning sicknesses. We get to start looking at that. We'll continue from here next week. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But sickness is such that God doesn't want it for children. We'll look at that next week. God doesn't want his children to be sick. No, God doesn't. Paul calls it sorrow that leads to sorrow upon sorrow. That's what Paul calls it, sorrow upon sorrow. So what information do you have about sickness? You know, we looked at something yesterday from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, where Paul spoke about the angel of Satan that moved him. The angel of Satan that moved him. You know, some people have read that scripture, that same scripture, and they will tell you, see, sickness, eh? Some people have read that and they will say there are some sicknesses that God allows so that he will humble you. See, God will not do that. You know, we looked at that scripture yesterday and we saw that it was, Paul was not talking about sickness. Paul was talking about persecution. So, what sickness? Hallelujah. And when we call this angel of Satan is not used for Satan or the devil alone. It's used for opposition. If you look over there, we'll look at it again next week. Hallelujah. Time will not permit us to be. But you know, it's used for opposition and not for sickness. It's used for persecution, not for sickness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants us to be healed. God wants us to be sound. God wants us to be sound. Say, God wants me sound. God wants me healed. Say, God wants me healed. Hallelujah. Remember, faith begins when the will of God is known. So God wants me well. God wants me well. God wants me to be in hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants me well. Let's go on our feet. God wants you well. God wants you well. He wants me well. He wants all of us well. Hallelujah.